Hi everyone, thank you for being here tonight. In today's reading, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego disobeyed the king's royal commands to worship a god other than their own. A test of their faith, they showed the lengths at which they were willing to defend and honor their god. Even in the face of death, they trusted in God's mercy. Earlier today, I attended the last meeting of Campus Ministries book club series on Learning to Pray by Father James Martin. Of the various ways in which we learn to pray throughout our meetings, imaginative prayer is one that stuck with me. I've struggled with the idea of relating to most scripture readings my entire life. I always thought that people don't actually talk like that. These things don't actually happen now. What are they really trying to say here? Imaginative prayer allows us to physically enter into a scripture reading and imagine what it would be like as if there was room for us there. We gather information from our imagination that fulfills the five sensory requirements. What do you see, hear, feel, smell, and taste? I think this is a fascinating way to read and pray with scripture, one that requires a certain presence with the word of God that is hard to ignore. As I reflected on this first reading, I used imaginative prayer by walking into the shoes of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. In prayer, I saw the statue of King Nebuchadnezzar, the shiny gold tower in front of me, the hot sun reflecting on my face. I heard the sounds of trumpet, flute, lyre, and bagpipe awaiting my response to the king's commands. I felt the heat of the furnace beside me, the pressure of an army closing in on me, their eyes upon me as they pity and rage. In the end, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego stayed true to their God. It is interesting to think about if we would have done the same. I wonder how difficult it must have been to risk death for their faith. I'd like to think I would defend my God until my dying breath, but also recognize my own imperfections and the masks I tend to wear. I think about the ways in which I present myself around different people and in different spaces. I may stand up here tonight and share a testimony to God's work in my life, but tomorrow question God's hand in everything going on in the world. In certain spaces, it is easier to wear the Catholic mask than in others. What I believe sometimes becomes compromised in spaces I'm a part of, and I'm reluctant to defend as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. How privileged of me to think these things don't still happen today. Around the world, there are thousands upon thousands of individuals persecuted for being different, whether that is the color of their skin, who they love, the language they speak, or the faith tradition they believe. How often are we actually the king in this story? One that demands power and sensitive to the needs of those among us. How often are we the bystanders in the story, doing nothing to stand in solidarity with the chastised? This reading presents an extreme image, yet reminds us of our Lenten promises to God. Realistically, what are you willing to do for your faith? For a long time, I viewed Lent as a time to check back on those New Year's resolutions and find ways to better myself. Within the past few years, however, I've come to know Lent as a period of intentional sacrifice and discipline towards making room for God. This often means giving up and learning to live without certain things in my life that usually take up that space. Fortunately for us, Lent is not about facing actual death for our religion, but rather challenging ourselves to take small steps toward a greater union with Christ. Much like our Muslim brothers and sisters observing the holy month of Ramadan at this time, we are, in a different way, practicing temperance by abstaining from our human reliance on worldly pleasures. It is in this intentional way of living through this season that we are able to hear God's voice more clearly. This year, my challenge is social media. My weekly screen time notifications reveal to me how much I have displaced what truly matters in my life. I complain that I don't have enough time in the day to do the things that I love, when truthfully my time and energy becomes wasted on a distraction that typically does more harm than good. Scrolling allows me to escape reality, put on the mask, and enter into the stories of others. Although sometimes insightful or at least entertaining, being chronically online cannot compare to the graces that exist in my own reality. Now, about 1 month into Lent, with a significant reduction in my time spent on social media, I began to notice more right before my eyes. My hobbies that I once had no time for are flourishing again. I spend more time in communion with the ones I love, and I have rediscovered my friendship with God. My experiences on immersion, silent retreat, and personal practice with meditation have introduced me to the sacred time in silence. This silence does not necessarily require a literal quiet space, but rather an intentional presence with the parts of you that only you and God know. On silent retreat, this meant time and reflection and conversation with God, actually taking the time to listen to. On immersion, this meant being present to the people around me, the connections made, and the reflections to dive deeper into. God is found in the spiritual silence, something I often avoided. In this digital age, it's uncommon for any one of us to go without our cell phones for more than just a few hours. We have lost silence in our lives by this constant need to fulfill our boredom. For me, this distraction gets in my way of hearing God's voice. Whatever it is that you have given up this Lent, I invite you to examine how this practice of self-control is centering God's place in your life. How can you continue to make room for God into Easter and beyond? As Catherine Daugherty writes, Lent is a time of going very deeply into ourselves. What is it that stands between us and God, between us and our brothers and sisters, between us and the life of the Spirit? Whatever it is, let us relentlessly tear it out without a moment's hesitation.